Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Don't forget the, right, Uncle Kevin?
I forgot it many times.
Don't forget the.
You don't get to the Power Hour.
Yeah. Who knows where you go? You don't want to take a wrong turn on the internet. You never know where you go. So good to be with you. I'm in an unusually upbeat and happy mood. And even though with everything going on, and it's so fantastic to be with Power Hour family and Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin seemed to be much better from the kidney stone.
I have to tell you.
Did it pass or it yeah, seems?
I think it passed. I think it passed.
You're not in the same gut-wrenching pain that you are.
No. That was horrendous. Three days and nights of pain.
Oh, that's awful.
It was horrible.
Well,
a couple hours sleep here, a couple hours sleep there. It was terrible.
Well, we are past that, and we're on to something else. We got the news coming up. Rick Kaler is going to be joining us about 30 minutes. Always good to talk to Rick. Of course, from Rick's Satellites. Fantastic program he's got going on. And just we'll ask Rick what's going on. What does he think this virus is? I'm trying to make sense of this. I was talking to Tristan this morning, and I talked to a lot of people. I do not know if this virus is, when I say real, I mean real dangerous, or if it's not real dangerous. I cannot decide in my mind yet. I don't know how you feel. Dr. Group is going to join us.
Oh, we love the Dr. last Group.
Hour. Yeah, of course. Dr. Group is in Houston. We'll certainly talk about Houston some too. A real hero, a real patriot, and a real health practitioner, a health advocate. Glad to have him. His products are absolutely first rate. So excited to have him on. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask his. I'm going to ask him that straight because maybe he doesn't know. Here's what I'm. You know, I had a long conversation with my cousin. My cousin calls me because, you know, I talk to people or what have you. She listens to the show sometimes, and she's got a young child, and she's concerned. And I'll tell you the same thing I told her. I've had people who I trust, who several people who are in positions would know and have some sense that think they say very strongly that basically the story, putting all three of them together, is that there will be increasing rings of restriction on travel or mobility or what in America.
I agree with that.
They'll come probably starting this month. You're already seeing school closings in Washington State.
Oregon.
In Oregon, too, some. The CenturyLink Field is where the Seattle Seahawks play. Well, one of the workers there now came down with coronavirus, and he was just working the XFL football game up there. And, you know, if this virus is contagious as it is, and he was serving, you know, cotton candy or whatever to the crowd or whatever he was doing,
he
I don't know.
He could spread it all over that crowd.
It could be all over that crowd by now.
Yep.
We know that the government has done little or no testing.
Yeah, dilly-dallied on the testing.
And I have a story. Did I tell this on air about my brother-in-law? Did I tell it on air or was I telling that to somebody else?
I don't remember the last week. I was in pain. But
I can't remember. Maybe you missed the other episodes. My brother-in-law's parents, actually it's my wife's brother-in-law, but whatever. Who made me this American flag penny, design. If you ever seen the YouTube videos or whatever in the background, it's amazing. Hello, Jeff. Very good to hope you're listening. His parents came home from South Korea to America.
Okay.
They were quarantined in South Korea. So they were quarantining in South Korea in their apartments.
How many weeks?
I don't know that, but they were. And then, they decided they're on a mission. So a church mission said, hey, we're done. Let's just go, let's go back to good old US of A. They come back to America from South Korea. Several people on the plane from this mission. Nobody stopped them. Nobody tested them. Nobody did anything.
Right.
I mean,
I have a feeling that the powers that be want to spread it as bad as they can.
All right, two things are occurring here. And I know we've gone over this, but ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I go over this ad nauseum because I'm trying to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
If this virus was as problematic as it
appears to be,
could or it claimed to be, then they would have stopped his parents tested them and seen what the situation was, or other people coming into the country that would stop them. And they could do that quietly, so it's not a big deal, so it's not going to interrupt the Wall Street or whatever. It actually makes people feel better. It wouldn't be a big deal.
I heard they didn't have the tests, and the ones that they had were defective, so they didn't work. What's the sense of stopping them then?
Okay, here's the other story about this. And you're starting to see, you know, they said that when I say they, I mean several Democrats, prominent Democrats, have said that Trump said the coronavirus is a hoax.
No, he didn't say that.
He never said that.
No, he didn't say
that. He never said that. Nope. Now, Hillary Clinton was just on a late night TV show, and she said, he said it was a hoax. Trump was on Fox News talking about kind of this conversation that we're having right here.
Yeah, he's trying to make sense of it.
Trying to make sense of it. He says, well, you know, there's a lot of situations that we're seeing that people, if they get a mild sickness and then after a few days, they do nothing and then they're fine. Some go to work and some do this and then they're fine.
Right.
That's all he said.
That's it.
So Twitter blasted, you know, certain political, I call them hacks, I call them agents, provocateurs on the internet. I don't even want to mention. It doesn't matter. His name's Matt something. His name doesn't even deserve to be mentioned.
No, it doesn't.
He's from Politidope. Politidope.
Politidope. I like it.
No, that's where he's from. Politidope.
Oh, you said Politico.
No, it's not Politico.
I was going to say that was very good.
It's not Politico. No, Politidope. Yeah. Anyway, so he goes on. Did Donald Trump just said that you can go to work with the coronavirus? One, that's not what he said. He said people are in other countries, that's what they're doing, and then they get over just fine, and others have serious problems. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He's observing the situation. They're asking him what's going on. He's looking. Somebody's telling him, again, the information he's getting. Who knows who is feeding it to him or what they're giving him?
Sebastian Gorka.
Ooh, another story. So would you trust him to watch your dog?
No.
Hey, Sebastian, can you watch my dog for the weekend? I'd be like, I don't think I'd ask him.
No.
Anyway.
He'd be down the hospital to have an experiment done on him.
Allegedly.
Anyway,
just a joke, Sebastian.
Give it up.
So he's talking about other countries, what they're seeing. They're asking. And so he's seeing, okay, in these other countries, these people are, you know, there's some quarantines, they're getting sick, they get better, there's really not that many people dying. This is what he's saying.
Right.
Because it seems to me, from my vantage point, and apparently from his vantage point too, that's what's happening.
Well, that's all you can see if you ain't got any testing things to test with. You don't know if they have it or not.
Yeah, and then the death numbers become way skewed because
the testing
sample is so small, and then the people who do die, then, we do test. Oh, yeah, they did have it. Yeah. So then all the numbers get skewed.
Yep.
So now I am concerned. Anyway, so my point, the media, or part of the media, corporate media, is really looking to use this to attack Donald Trump. And I've said this is a big vulnerable. If this ends up being a big deal, this is a big vulnerability, the way he's handled this. This is a big problem. And maybe he's having people in his administration that maybe aren't his best friends or whatever, and the information is getting to him that's telling him, oh, not a big deal. We got it under control. Not a big deal. This could be a major setup for Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely.
Among other things.
Yeah, he should get right out in front of it and say, I told the CDC 3 months ago to get this stuff out there.
Get the tests.
And they didn't do it. They told me to
the
my
fire.
Face. They told me to my face that okay, we'll have it out there. Everything's under control. They didn't do it.
You're
and
fired.
Fire them.
Yeah,
and fire them.
You're fired. Who's
you're
next?
Fire. Who's next?
Who's next?
Yeah.
So I'm always curious the way the media comes out on stories that tells me something. So that this is just my brain clicking. So then, is this really serious? Now, then, like I said the other day, the 1918. Flu.
Mm-hmm.
The flu came through, and it was one level of really not that serious, and then it mutated, and then it waved and came through again, and really killed a lot of people. We're seeing signs that the virus has already mutated.
It has.
So that doesn't bode well.
No.
And so then you were telling me about the story they took in X-rays
of people's
lungs. Explain that.
Just the first go around, these people, you know, had a pretty bad case of the flu. They went to the doctor. The doctor took some X-rays of it after, you know, just at about the end of the flu, And there's these patches on the...
This is just flu, not even coronavirus?
Yeah, no, coronavirus.
Okay, coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Yeah. And there's these patches, you know, big as
whatever.
You know, your fist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on the
left
scars.
Organ.
But yeah, they look like scars. And he was saying, you know, this is what it done on the first round. The second round is going to come around and take these people out.
Okay, that's in the back of my mind too.
Mm-hmm. Because they're weakened, you know.
Cliff High, if you know who
Cliff High
is. Yeah, we've interviewed Cliff before. Yeah. I like Cliff a lot. I like people who are out there on cutting edge. He's really smart. He is convinced. Now, he could be wrong. He is convinced, he's saying publicly, that this is serious as a heart attack. That this is super serious.
I'm leaning that way pretty strong.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you what I did do. I went to Walmart, got my toilet paper. I got I got tons of bottles of oregano. I got my Regaresp.
Yeah.
I'm
ready.
I'm ready.
Got my bleach.
Now I did have a conversation, you know, again about my cousin. We're with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And I said she's worried about her son, and I said, well, they already have school closures in Washington. They're going to have school closures where you live. You know, it's coming. Why don't you just keep it? He's in like kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep him out?
Exactly.
It's kindergarten.
Came home. It's kindergarten.
It's kindergarten, right? I mean, it's not.
He's not learning anything.
Yeah, it's kindergarten.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not worth the risk.
It ain't.
It's just not worth the risk. If you think that this is serious and you think this is going to come to your area or school closures are going to come to your area, just keep him home.
Yep.
And I had to
don't put him in harm's way.
I had another discussion with another one of my friends about the, you know, his kids are a lot older. It's a little harder, but I said, you know, because his son was a little sick, had a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
I said, dear God, man, my children, they had any semblance of a cold.
Yeah.
They need to be strong. Their immune system needs to be strong. I don't not need, they're staying home and getting better, period.
Exactly, period.
Sniffle.
Story. Yep.
They had a sniffle right now, they'd be home.
Yeah, plowing in oregano.
Vitamin C, vitamin D3.
Yep.
All of the above.
Chlorine silver.
Anyway, we're gonna get to some other news, but this you may be tired of all of this news. This is just the beginning.
That's what I think. It's just the beginning,
ladies and gentlemen. This is just the beginning of this story. My concern. I was talking to several. I talked to Marsha this morning. She called me. Several other people. A lot of my contacts have contacted me. My contacts have contacted me. By text and phone, and they're telling me. This is serious, at least from a logistics standpoint. I feel very strongly that there's going to be logistic setbacks, logistic controls.
Oh, yeah. LA is going to be a disaster. San Francisco is going to be a disaster.
So
Seattle might be a disaster.
We have made some breakthroughs on our food storage as far as getting supplies,
which is good,
which is extremely good. I feel so, you know, people trust you to. You know, they're trusting their life with your purchase.
Absolutely.
And so I feel anxiety to get them their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're asking about different things. We are going as fast as we can. Believe me.
Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead. I know some people, the orders, a couple of the products, there has been a delay, the milk for another reason because of the machine, but it's just been exasperated by everything else. So we are working fast. It's starting to punch through and starting to streamline. Our lead time is going to be hopefully better than most out there. We do have a little bit on hand. There won't be the whole variety, but there is some right now. If you do want some,
get it now.
And, well, you do what you want. I mean, people say, well, you're just trying to sell me. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get you prepared.
Yeah.
I want you independent. I want you powerful. That's what this show is, the Power Hour.
Yeah.
And, I want you independent.
Can't be powerful without, food.
When you're hungry, it's hard to be powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anyway,
plus that worry off your head,
right?
At least you don't have no worry.
It is a big. It is a. You know, we're sitting here. You know, we're pretty prepared here.
Yeah, real prepared.
And so we feel. So we have a different mindset than even talking to my friend or my cousin or whoever. We're pretty prepared. My anxiety is for you. My anxiety is making decisions. You know,
trying to get food.
Should I start limiting my exposure to the public? Should I? You know, I don't know. I'm trying. These are the debates I'm starting to have right now.
I have no fear of that.
Well, I don't have much fear in the sense that I have ability. I feel I have the ability to knock it out.
Yeah, I have no fear.
So I don't fear it that way. I don't know. I can't put my finger. Is this a test balloon? Everything's going to be fine. It's not going to be that big of a deal. And then 6 months later, 2 years later, it'll be that. Oh yeah, we just have, you know, everything's limited. And then it'll be like the hammer will come down.
Could be.
I mean, I don't know.
These globalists are sneaky.
Turkey sends 1,000 special forces to EU border to prevent migrant return. Remember all those migrants we were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, there's 150,000 migrants that
they kicked out.
That basically Turkey released, kind of like a little taste, an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
An hors d'oeuvre to what they have planned.
Yeah.
To get into Greece. You remember the story. Greece, the soldiers shot one guy through the Constantine wire or what have you. So they're pushing forward. Greeks have burned down the migrant center there, the UN Migrant Center, burned it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You migrants are not coming here. This is Greece. I totally get where they're coming from. You want to call me racist for saying that? They call me racist. I don't care. You're not flooding my country.
No, you're not ruining my country.
There's 10 million plus people in Greece.
Yeah.
3 million, 3 million migrants? Are you out of your cotton picking mind?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Turkey sends 1,000 special forces troops on the backside.
To close it up.
To keep them from coming back into Turkey.
Yeah. So there's
can you picture this, ladies and gentlemen? You got special forces from Turkey on one side, on the right side, mm-hmm. if you're looking at the map. So on the right side, you got special forces pushing to the left. Greece is on the left.
Yeah.
And then you got Greece Constantine wiring soldiers stop saying, no, you're not coming through. Oh, my gosh.
That's what you got to do. You know, what are you going
to
do?
This is coming to a head.
You want to save your country? That's what you do.
Hong Kong warns residents not to kiss pets after dog contracts coronavirus. So now you can catch coronavirus from your dog?
That's what I heard.
He probably ate a bat.
Probably did.
The dog ate a bat. Because that's the rumor that all bats have coronavirus or some nonsense. I don't know. Authorities have warned people to avoid kissing their pets, but also not to panic and abandon them after a dog repeatedly tested weak positive for coronavirus.
Don't let them kiss you.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
A low-level infection is likely to be a case of human-to-animal transmission. The Pomeranian's owner was infected, but the dog itself was not showing symptoms. So did the person give it to the pet, or the pet give it to the person? Or they all ate bats together at some party?
You never know.
It's an odd story. China is reportedly making people download an Alibaba-backed app that decides whether they'll be quarantined for coronavirus or not. So now you got an app.
Yeah.
You think they don't have the? You don't think the digital society is coming? You don't think cryptocurrencies are coming? You don't think, fill in the blank here, digital-wise is coming?
Yeah.
Now they're going to, everybody's quarantined, and then they tell you, well, download the app here, and you'll find out if you're quarantined or not. Is that unreal?
Here's a new study. Best case scenario, coronavirus scenario ends with 15 million dead.
Who's that from?
This is from a new study by the Australian. This isn't, this is out there. The Australia's National University finds that in the best case scenario, coronavirus will claim 15 million lives worldwide and save $2.4 trillion off the GDP.
$2.4 trillion. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Well, Australia, some of those universities, they're the ones that are screaming about global warming, man-made global warming, and that we need to eat vegetarian from now on.
Mm-hmm.
But still, a university is saying this. See, now you know why I'm trying to make a decision here. I'm telling you all this.
And they're not in the line of fire, you know?
I'm reporting all this. We're discussing all this so that you can make a decision. I've told you what I've done. I don't know. I feel anxiety. I really take the responsibility very strongly that you take what goes on the show, what the guests say, and you use it to make decisions on your life. So I want you to be able to make a decision for your life. I feel a lot of anxiety about what may be coming here. I just want you to know that. And I want you to be as protected and as prepared so it's as least intrusive to your life as possible. I do not know what is going to happen. I've told you basically more or less. I haven't told you everything, but more or less I've told you what I've been told and kind of what I think. So use it as you see fit, but it's only my opinion. There you go. It's only my opinion. So it's not investment advice. It's not medical advice or investment advice.
Yeah. We don't do that anyway.
Coronavirus has mutated at least once into two strains. That's what we just talked about from MSN. This is, to me, this is, probably the biggest story out of all the coronavirus stories. This is the biggest story because of what happened in 1918. That's and correct. What you said about the doctor and the x-ray lungs. On the lungs and how it comes back through, they're going to be wiped out. This is very interesting, and I don't mean in a good way. I mean interesting like I'm paying attention.
Yep.
U.S. government to miss target of 1 million coronavirus tests this week.
Yeah, who didn't know that?
You know, see, that's what I'm so frustrated by this. We're debating whether this is serious or not. We're trying to make
it.
We don't even have a test.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It's assumption.
This is where Trump's vulnerable.
Right.
You want to know where Trump is vulnerable? It's right here. They may have finally hit on something that's going to make Trump vulnerable.
Maybe.
He's got to
got to get out in front of him. Like we said before, I told the CDC to get those ready 3 months ago.
You're fired. Fire somebody.
And then you don't get it out immediately, you're fired too. He's got to get in front of that stuff. He cannot take the blame for it.
Cruise ship in limbo off California after a former passenger died. So the cruise ship's just kind of sitting there.
Oh, boy.
Schools shut in Seattle area as coronavirus spreads. Seattle nursing home now seeing this possible epicenter of coronavirus outbreak. Why, how is a nursing home getting coronavirus? It didn't originate with that nursing home. So how did it get to that nursing home?
Somebody brought it in.
It's such a stupid article.
Yep.
The epicenter?
No.
So patient zero is a 98-year-old patient?
Hasn't moved in 3 months.
Yeah, so she's the patient zero?
No.
In a report by the U.S. Sun, 6 people, including the 4 from the nursing home, have already died in Washington. Families of the patients have described the situation of the nursing home identified as life care as sort of like a movie about an epidemic in a little town and they don't know how to handle the situation. That's what I'm feeling right now. I'm confused.
Okay.
Are you crystal clear about this?
Crystal clear about it.
Okay, so is this serious or is it not serious?
Yeah, serious, the virus. But I'm prepared.
Right. Is the virus serious or not?
Yes.
In your opinion?
In my opinion, the virus is serious.
Okay.
It could be catastrophic. If we don't get these tests and things. Could be.
The test ain't going to cure you of coronavirus.
Of course not, but it'll isolate people.
You can, it may be too
quarantine,
late.
Quarantine. That's how they deal with all these cases.
Stay tuned. We got Rick on the other side. We're going to bring Rick into this discussion.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's see what Rick has to say.
Absolutely.
He's probably like, no, don't ask me. Yeah. We're asking you, Rick. We'll see you here in a second. Stay tuned. Dr. Group later. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I've been waiting for a while, sure have you have, about this kidney support from Strauss, the new products. And I just got it this morning, well, actually last night, but I opened it up this morning, and just before the show, I put it, it tastes, Heart Drops is really strong, but it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I've taken a lot of crazy stuff in my life, trying to help with my health, whatever. These kidneys, it tastes spearmint. If you like spearmint, it's actually not that bad. And so I just started, so I'll kind of update you on that, and we'll see. We'll see how that goes, but I've started the kidney support, I don't know, what did he call it on the radio? We'll just call it kidney support. That's what it says on the bottle. So it's designed, it's a 3-century-year-old formula. So about the time George Washington was born, Jim Strauss's family was inventing this. So I am super excited to get this in and see how it works. So this is very cool, and, we'll check it out, and I'll keep you alerted to see how things go. We'll go from there. Anyway, other products at the Power Mall cost, you know, all the things, the colloidal silver, the oregano, the Oregaresp. We've gotten lots of emails, lots of questions. I totally understand. Our shipping has been really good. Catherine and Jay have done a really good job of staying on top of it. We have other people answering the phones. Please be patient with them as they're new and kind of training and things. We're expanding what we're doing, and so, you know, we're more busy, and of course, because of the virus situation, we're more busier, I should say. So, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, Dr. Group's products, he'll be on to discuss them, later. We'll get into that and more specifics, but, yeah, check it out, thepowermall.com. Thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations. We're here because of you, so thank you very much. Rick Kaler, of course, a long, long time friend, Rick Satellite. He's put together quite a package, quite a deal, and he's been a long time friend of the show, long time broadcaster of the Power Hour. It's always a pleasure to have him on. Rick, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, hi, Dan. Daniel. And hi, Jay, over at the Power Mall. I'm waving at you and all those great products over there where you can support the small guys. And, of course, you get many great natural health products at great prices. And hello to that wonderful producer, Kat. And hi, Todd, over there at Global Star Radio. And of course, howdy to all the wonderful Power Hour Nation listening audience. It's an honor to be with you on your show, Daniel. We want to thank you for having us on and for the great job that you continue doing, carrying on the legacy of the Power Hour show and all the information you give us and conversations on a daily basis. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I mean, the pleasure is all ours. So do you, your listeners, do they tell you, they call you and tell you things they like or don't like about the show? Is there anything they want more of or less of?
Now, good Patriot Radio listeners do not hesitate to offer their opinion on content of shows, and we understand and appreciate that. They like having the variety of shows that you can hear on the satellite system versus trying, satellite system goes down and you're forced to turn on the regular AM, FM radio or TV. You don't get near the news, and it's a lot of it's so one-sided. They really like they like listening to you. They like having the opportunity, if they miss your show, to catch it on one of the two replays that Global Star puts on. And they like having the variety of different Patriot shows that gives them a wide variety of different types of thought on the different things that are going on in today's world. So we do like hearing from them, and we've got a lot of them that got their system back when we first started with Joyce, and we get new customers all the time. It gives them a different way to be able to listen to the shows through the satellite system without necessarily being tied to the computer or to a telephone. And, of course, in some places, you've got some local radio stations carrying you, which is a good thing. But the satellite system gives them a great variety of different shows, different Patriot networks besides your show and some of the other good shows that Todd puts on, Jeff Rentz, Vince Finelli, and Doug Steffen, and Charles Krismer, Hagman and Hagman, but we have Republic Broadcasting Network and America's Voice Radio. So it's a good way to gather lots of different opinions and facts that you won't hear any other place.
Let me interject with another topic, and then we'll come back to your satellite system. Did you listen to the show this morning before you came on, or you probably were busy?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, I'm going to ask you about this. What do you make of the virus situation?
I'm kind of like you. It's hard to know for sure. I do find myself washing my hands a little more often and being a lot more aware. We have lots of packages coming in, and they're riding around in the back of trucks and stuff. So I'm just being more conscious and aware. But I do try to listen to your conversations on other shows, conversations from our president and the health people in charge of the country, and then try to make up my own mind. Now, when I hear the statistics of how many people are still dying from the flu on a yearly basis and how many have died from the coronavirus right now, you know, it doesn't make me extremely scared, but yet I talk to customers that are out in California, and there are a lot of good conservatives and patriots out in California. They're just being outnumbered in the major cities, but I'll talk to them, and they're extremely concerned. I haven't hit that level of being extra concerned yet, but definitely being more aware, and I'll keep listening to shows like yours and other news and try to gather that information from the sources that I have, and the satellite system's a good way to do that, to stay as well informed as I can and be ready to do whatever we have to do. So stock up with dried foods, and I know where I can get that. Thank you, Daniel. Just be ready, already to meet God when it's time, and I'm happy about that. I hope it's later instead of sooner, but luckily, I'm at peace in my heart with my wife and in a good place in life right now, so we're ready for what comes on. But I just can't find myself being extra scared, but definitely want to be precautious and be aware and try to do what we can to be ready.
I don't feel scared. I don't know what I feel. I feel a little anxious because I can't put my finger on it. But I'm fairly prepared. But then again, if this is really serious, I mean, how can you ever prepare for that? Really prepare.
Yeah.
I, people, they look, you know, you want to mind warp or you want to, you know, really screw with yourself. This show is not a small show. It's not a small audience. It's not like, you know, we're doing some little shortwave thing in our garage or something. This is not, it's not a huge show, but it's not a small show. And to think about something that is so potentially life-changing could, you know, and they look to your opinion, you know, people want to hear your opinion and it means something to them. That's a hard place for me to be right now. And I was talking to Marsh about that. I'm just struggling with trying to make sense of this for me, make sense of this for the show, whatever I say here. I'm not sure what to say that I haven't already said. I mean, you may have listened to some of the shows. I hope I haven't come across. I don't know. What else could I have said? I don't even know what I'm asking here, Rick.
I know. Well, we have to keep gathering the information that we can and discussing it and sharing it with one another and try to learn from it. Many of us have been through life-altering experiences already or near-death experiences, and, you know, we've already walked down that road before. And this is just another chapter in the book. We hope it's not something deadly that's going to hit into the cities and take over, you know, a mass population. You know, I don't feel that yet, but, you know,
I don't either.
I'm like you. I'm having to gather information and listen and make a common sense decision on how it's affected me and what am I gathering from what I'm hearing.
What are other people, another show? I don't even listen to other radio. Maybe I should. Maybe I'd learn something. But I don't even listen to other shows, really. What are other people saying about this?
Well, I had a customer yesterday that was in California that works for Microsoft, and they sent him home and not going to let him go to work, and they're all to work from home. And he definitely had a shake in his voice and scared and concerned, and he wanted to, you know, his system to be able to gather news from all these different Patriot sources, and that's what we were talking about. So I was surprised to hear that level of nervousness and concern in his voice where I don't have it yet, but then, you know, I'm not going out to a job and then suddenly being sent home and told to stay home. So I'm sure that puts the fear into many people that it's serious and they're concerned. I just haven't got to that place myself, but, you know, it just makes me I'm still stuck on the fact of how many people die from the flu, and this is a virus, and we've over years we've seen different viruses, strands come until a vaccine's made to battle it. So hopefully a vaccine can be made sooner instead of later and have a way to
vaccine,
combat
it. Dear God,
it gets too
bad. Rick, there is no way on God's green earth you're going to get a vaccine in me with all the
I'm not going to take it unless I'm about to.
I don't care what I'm about to do. I don't give a darn what I will never take a vaccine.
No,
well, I'm not.
Let me tell you a story. Talked to Sherry Tenpenny not too long ago, and she made me wear something I was not aware of, but I am crystal aware of it now. There is an emergency situation, there's a law, and they called it something, but it's called extreme measures. So when there's an emergency like a virus or something like that, an extreme measure can be taken by law, quote-unquote law. And an extreme measure could be an experimental vaccine that they haven't even tested at all. It can be like, basically, we're just throwing this together, throwing it on the wall here. We're about to give it to you. We have no idea what it's going to do because it's an extreme measure in a bioterrorist situation like this would be. And if you harm somebody, you have no recourse. You cannot sue unless you can prove that the people putting out the vaccine intentionally tried to kill you or harm you. That's it. That's law, or quote unquote law, in America right now. So, you think I'm taking some experiment vaccine? You can just keep on walking, buddy. And if you want to fight about it, we'll fight about it. I mean, if somebody wants to fight about it, my sovereign body here is not getting one. That's me. Anyway.
I didn't mean that way. I mean, if I was dying and if there was something proven that would help me to not die from this particular sickness, I'd be willing to take it. Otherwise, you know, I'd, I'm like you. I'm not going to put something else in my body. We don't even know what it is. So I'm
still
in the gathering information. I mean, we don't know. All we can do is keep talking, listening, discussing, and learn what's coming.
Kev had something he wants to say, but you mentioned Seattle area.
Yeah, up in the Seattle area. There's towns and that all the products in the store are gone.
Well, Kirtland, where that nursing home was in Kirtland, Washington. You've never been there. I don't think you've been there. I've been there. That's where Costco. You know the Kirtland brand. That's their headquarters.
Yeah.
I mean that is huge. Not transient. That's not the word. But you know, migrants. You know, a lot of Indians from India are there because of the technology, because of Costco, because of all. I mean, it's a real world metropolitan area there.
Yeah, and all the bars up there. A lot of bars used to have the rolls of toilet paper where you have one or two rolls of toilet paper
sitting there
in the thing. They don't do that anymore because the people are stealing.
People are taking it.
Are taking the toilet paper because you can't get it in the store.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was serious when I said go to Walmart and buy all the toilet paper you think you might need.
I'm telling you.
I was serious. I did that. Our little podunk Walmart, you can actually still buy stuff.
You can. Yeah,
I was talking to Catherine at her Walmart. There's nothing.
Oh, wow.
Like rubbing alcohol, gone. No rubbing alcohol in the whole place.
Yeah, we're out here. It's going to take a little while to come.
these rednecks around here, they you know.
They don't use toilet.
Yeah.
So we're safe.
I say that with affection. They're not derogatory at all. Anyway, getting back to Rick. Rick, are you laughing or are you just rolling your eyes?
Both. A big old smile on my face. I don't know what to say to that.
Let's get back to satellites.
Lots of things I was thinking about, but I decided to not say it. I just can't bring myself to say it.
Okay. Well, that's your story. We'll stick to it.
I got to stick to it.
Let's go back to the satellite because, you know, times like these, this can be a greater tool than we've ever seen. So tell us. You know, you've told about some of the program. What is this satellite system that you sell?
Well,
give us the Reader's Digest.
Okay. It's a satellite system. Consists of a satellite dish that measures about 33 inches in diameter. You mount it outside. You have to have a clear view of the sky to this one satellite known as Galaxy 19, where the Power Hour is broadcasting live right now via satellite. That satellite's about 22,000 miles away from us down here. It's parked over the equator at 97 degrees of longitude. And you aim the satellite dish in, and you run a coax cable from the dish inside to your satellite receiver, little box inside, and you hook it up to your TV set. And then on this satellite, there's about 125 free TV stations and about 70 free radio stations. We talked a little bit about some of the Patriot Talk radio networks. Of course, we have Todd Waite has two stations up there, Scriptures for America and Star 3, that has your show and a couple of replays a day and a lot of other good shows, and Republic Broadcasting Network and America's Voice Radio, the University Network. There's several good radio channels. And then on the TV side, while there's about 125 TV stations, there's a whole lot of them that are foreign from all around the world and a lot of different languages, but there's about 20 to 25 full-time English TV stations, and three of them are world news. So we get Russia Today, China News Central, and Press TV, and they're broadcasting entirely in English, and of course they're not controlled by the national media, but they have their own agenda as well, but it is good for gathering, you know, other opinions and reporting of news besides the Patriot Talk radio shows. And we got a lot of people that get the system for the Patriot Talk radio shows, for the Power Hour, and for the Christian programming. You have Daystar, Trinity Broadcasting. There's a real good children's channel called Smile of a Child. You also have one of Joyce's favorite networks was the 3ABN network, and they have several channels, LLBN, Smart Lifestyle, His Word TV, His Light TV, Amazing Facts, and Amazing Discoveries. So Jimmy Swaggart's got a station there, a lot of gospel singing and preaching as well. So we think overall it's a good system. You don't have to be tied to the internet for it. There's no way that anybody can be monitoring what you're listening to or watching using the satellite system. And we're selling the complete system, the dish, the receiver, the installation kit with 100 feet of cable. The system is $229 total delivered. And
have you not raised that price yet?
Well, it's not a money making deal for us. Luckily we're still in business and we've got some good commercial clients to help keep us in business. But trying to do our little part to help the Patriot cause to get this news and information out to people. So
that is a real deal, Rick.
But
give me your website. What's your website and phone number?
Okay, you can call us. Myself, my wife Bobby, working from home here at Rick Satellite in Blue Springs, Missouri, at 816-228-1801. I'll repeat that again in just a minute. And on the internet, it's RicksSatelliteUSA.com. So it's Ricks, plural, R-I-C-K-S, and then SatelliteUSA.com. And, of course, you can go to the Power Hour, ThePowerHour.com, and there's links there to us as well. Thank you for that, Daniel. So we sure appreciate that. And the number, again, is 816-228-1801. We also had a call from a listener yesterday, a longtime Power Hour supporter, wants to support you, Daniel, and in the honor of what you're doing on the show and in the honor of the memory of Joyce Riley, she wants to donate a system. She felt that God had actually spoken to her and that she had a calling to donate a system. It wants it to be a Power Hour listener, and she wants it to be a veteran.
Somehow
you and I need to figure out how we can find who that person is.
All right. Well, why don't we
Power Hour listener and a veteran?
Why don't we do that? Everybody's listening. I hope she might be on the phone. She may not be listening. Just have it on the background. So if people want to call in, if you're a veteran yourself, she wants it to be a veteran. So if you are a veteran yourself and maybe you've been thinking about getting this, you're trying to make choices between whatever or what have you. You're deserving. You don't got to be, down and out to totally deserve something. Be a Power Hour listener. And if this speaks to you, then call. If you know somebody, you may know, your uncle or your whatever or your neighbor, hey, they could really use this or deserve this, and they're a Power Hour listener, then
want to be a Power Hour listener and a veteran and let either Jay know or call myself here at Rick Satellite. We want to find a home for it. We want to honor this lady's request. She wants to remain anonymous, but she's thankful for what you're doing, Daniel, and to honor the memory of Joyce, and she just felt that God called to her that she wanted it to go to a Power Hour listening veteran.
Do you know who it is, obviously. I would like to get her number off air, and I'd like to call her if she would like that, or maybe you call her and give her my number. I would like to just thank her. That was really touching.
We can do that. I wanted to drop her name. I told her that, and it's just like a typical Power Hour listener. No, she wants it to be anonymous. She doesn't want to. She said maybe whoever gets it, I could give her name, her name to them, so they could talk and just share the joy. But yeah, we could do that, Daniel. I'm sure she'd be fine with that.
Well,
she doesn't want the credit for it. Neither do I. I mean, we teamed up with Joyce for years doing these systems on Feel Good Friday, and it was just a wonderful thing. It feels good to give and have people get excited and get something they can use.
Well, it's a worthwhile product. It's a great deal. It is, it's needed, especially this time. I mean, you're talking about who knows what's going to happen. This is a great way to keep up. I love the news from different parts of the world. If you've ever been outside of America, I mean, it is almost
night and day.
It's almost laughable
what they tell us here.
How different the news is.
Yeah.
It's like, what planet? Are these two different planets?
Yeah.
I mean, you think it's different watching CNN and Fox on some of these stories, or MSNBC and Fox or whatever? You think that's different? Well, go to, Greece, or go to England, or go to some of these other countries and see what the difference of the news is there. It's crazy.
Yep.
I don't know if you've ever seen that, but Rick, firsthand, but it's shocking the first time you see it. It's like, what?
There is a lot of fake news out there.
Oh,
fake news.
Boy, you ain't just a kid. You ain't just a kidding. We just have a few minutes left. It's always good to have you on. Is there anything else we need to go over about the system? What if somebody, you know, they may be sitting there, they're, you know, maybe older, don't want to get up on the roof, can't, or whatever, they can't install this. How can they still get this installed?
Yeah, you definitely have to be able to install it yourself or find somebody local in your area that's got some
Could their neighbor
ability.
Do it? So if my grandma's sitting here listening, my grandma wants to do this. And can she ask her neighbor, can she just call me maybe when I'm visiting or something? Can I do it for, you know, will that work?
It takes a mechanical ability, a good amount of common sense, the willingness to read the instructions.
Read the instructions? Oh, my gosh.
Read the instructions and those things together. I've had people that have never done it before that had no trouble doing it. But it's not the easiest thing either. So if somebody's got a question whether they could use it or not, give us a call. We'll take your location, we'll get the coordinates, and we got to make sure you have a clear line of sight to the satellite. Can't have any trees or buildings or anything blocking the view of the satellite, between the satellite and the satellite dish. So, yeah, we've got people that install it themselves, but if they can't, then we've got to find somebody. And it usually takes somebody that's, you know, got some mechanical experience of some sort, because you've got to mount the pole, whether it's lag bolts to the deck or put a pole in the ground.
Well, yeah, people can do that. I mean, I think they can nowadays. 816-228-1801. 816-228-1801. This sounds like it's not rocket science, but you need a little help, but it's not insurmountable. And if you have any doubt at all, you can call Rick. Get a deal on this satellite system. You know, what if TV goes out? What if you're going to have the ability to get signals from all over the world, these satellites. Mm-hmm. So this is a great way and a great tool that you can use and, you know, supporting everybody and be able to reach us. It's a great way to listen to Power Hour no matter what. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with terrestrial radio or what have you. So, Rick, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on, my friend. God bless you and everything you do. 816-228-1801, rickssatelliteusa.com. Last word, my friend.
God bless you, too. And like I say, put it on the Power Hour and break off the knob.
There you go. Stay tuned, everybody. Dr. Edward Group coming up.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamol.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.